There's a woman who has gone viral for telling the world all of the things she will not and does not and will never do for her husband.
There's a lot of things that I don't do for my husband. I don't schedule his haircuts. I don't pack his clothes for vacation.
No.
Right? I don't do those things. I don't buy him new underwear when it's got holes in it. All of those are things that he's a grown man and he can do himself.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
The problem with this Karen type girl.
She's not a Karen.
And I could tell right out the way, she might as well say back door because no way she's doing that. I will tell you that.
It doesn't sound like she does front door either.
Yeah.
Or the thing on your birthday.
No birthday door either.
All the doors are closed.
No doors, no windows in this house.
But what if she was the greatest at that?
I doubt it.
It doesn't
you
sound
never
like
know.
It. You can almost tell.
Yeah, I think that honestly what she's saying, it's not so much what she's saying. She's probably right. Or it's the way she's saying
yes.
it. It's like so like. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like if she said it, the delivery was different. Like, yeah, we don't do, I don't do his laundry. He doesn't do mine. We just do our own.
Mm-hmm.
Comes across a lot better. Like, I don't do his laundry. And it's the way she's delivering.
She sounds like a Karen.
But she's got 5 million views on it.
Because of her delivery.
It's gold. Yes.
Like, I'm just like, you know what? You don't have to do a single thing for me, but shut up. Because the way you're coming across, I wouldn't want to live with you either.
No,
she does say, she goes into the things that she does do for her husband.
Okay.
She's not a total B.
Can I do small acts of kindness for him? Of course I can. And I do. Oh. I see him.
Of course I can. I can do nice things. Why would you not take any nice things?
I wouldn't even want her to do nice things if she's going to act like that.
I did something nice for you. You're like, okay.
I know that I think he's going to like because he's creating a vinyl collection. I buy it. I'm at the store and I see.
Okay, this explains a lot.
Oh my God.
Her husband has a vinyl collection.
Vinyl.
Okay, we're dealing maybe some hipster vibes here.
Maybe
she, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a picture in my mind that might be wrong.
Yeah, it's like, I can't wait. I buy him vinyl, and he'll like it, regardless. I mean, it's like, that's what's missing.
I want you to picture in your head what you think she sounds like, and then I'll show her to you.
Okay.
You can tell me if you're right.
I enjoy eating. I buy it. I find a new non-alcoholic beer that he wants to try out. I buy it. Right? Those are small acts of kindness.
Say non-alcoholic beer?
Yeah, I guess he doesn't drink.
Oh, good for him.
Doing his laundry, cooking him dinner, making him lunch, booking his doctor's appointments, all those things, that's domestic labor. Those are chores. Those are not acts of kindness. Do I do them occasionally when he's working a lot? Of course. Do I cook dinner sometimes when he's had a really long day? Of course. But me not doing that does not mean that I don't show him love or kindness. They're different things. It is not my job as a wife, it is not in my job description to do all the domestic labor as small acts of kindness to my partner and receive nothing in return. I agree with this commenter. If it's going both ways, fantastic. But oftentimes, domestic labor, especially when you have children, adds up. And so no, I am not my husband's personal secretary or his personal assistant. I am none of those things. I am his partner, I am his equal, and I do not have to do things to cater to him and serve him at all times to be kind and loving for him.
Boy, I'm tired just listening to her.
I agree with her, though. I mean, if you are giving...
Jason's right. The delivery is bad.
But it's not everything, though, because she's like, those are not small acts of kindness. Yes, they are. If I do something or Carol does something that's not typically that we do, and what she's saying, that would be an act of kindness. She said domestic labor is not an act of kindness. Yes, it is.
I think
if
it becomes your chore, though, where it's like, I do all of my husband's laundry. I cook all of the meals. And then if you say... Oh, I did that. Well, yeah. I mean, that's how you show
her
kindness,
kindness
for your family.
Her act of kindness for him.
It's work.
Right.
Her act of kindness for him is to be mute when you get home.
Okay.
Because that girl is the worst deliverer of everything. It would be like on your birthday, she's like, I hope you like this. I wouldn't like it. I would have to go to Wave Tech Therapy again because you're talking too much.
This is not domestic service. This is a gift. You will open it now.
Picture, Jared, what you think.
Okay. I think she has to have glasses.
Okay.
Kind of like librarian glasses.
Okay.
Like, you know, like kind of hipster glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Pale white.
Okay.
I want to say short hair, but I know that's not the norm. Maybe mid haircut.
Okay.
Like shoulder length and a brunette.
Okay. Ready?
Wait, I don't want to see. Can I?
Okay,
can I
sure.
guess?
You guess. Yeah. Go ahead.
Full blown liberal.
Shut
you know the
hell.
Come on, Katie. That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. I was thinking this.
All right, Matt, you want to guess or do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to say dark hair, but I think for this video, it's in a ponytail.
Okay. Because
she means business.
Okay.
I gotta get it.
A ponytail means business.
She means business. She's like, I got to get this hair back. I got to make my point.
Okay.
And I think, I don't know about the glasses, but I think no makeup in the video.
Okay.
Like, because she's just had it.
Mm.
And I think very attractive.
Oh.
Very attractive because somebody's putting up with a lot for her attractiveness.
But Matt, do you think she's wrong here of the things that she's saying?
I don't disagree with what she's saying. It's how she's saying
okay.
it.
Yeah, 100%
how
she's saying it. Even I agree with that. The delivery is off. But here's what she looks like.
Yeah. Oh,
I would kick her out.
Let me see. Can you hit your phone again? It went dark.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. No glasses, no tattoos, no liberalism.
Definitely
she looks liberal.
She's definitely I can tell by her eyes.
No, shut up.
How you can tell if people who always wore glasses and they don't anymore?
Oh, I thought you were talking about she looks like a liberal. I'm like, no. What are you talking about?
What do you mean you can tell?
Her hair is back.
Her hair
sometimes,
is back.
There's a weird, people's eyes sometimes look different when they've worn glasses their whole life and they go to contacts.
Oh, I can kind of see that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're like, oh, it looks like you used to strain.
I think she's very pretty. I think she's really?
Really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
that's not what I thought.
I think she's really pretty.
She's brunette. Hair is up in a ponytail. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Not my type.
She's white.
Not my type at all.
What? Yeah, no, I'm not saying that.
She's not a blonde-haired porn star.
Yeah, seriously.
I expected her to be more attractive, but this is kind of what I was going for.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason would have like some porn star. Okay, well, things I won't do. I won't have orgies on Thursdays.
I can tell you right now, one look at her. That is exactly how I picture the delivery to be.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. That's right.
She looks like right away. It's like
stern.
It's too much.
I also feel like I could absolutely be guilty.
But your delivery would be different.
I don't know. Yeah, if I were just like naming a list of things.
That's true. And I will not. Okay.
And it's very aggressive hand gestures.
Which I'm also guilty of.
It's the finger pointing directly at the camera. Like I
am
not.
You're a grown man.
You are a grown ass man.
Make your own appointments. Let's go to Sean. Sean, what is something you won't do for your man?
Well, I was going to say the way that she talks, I mean, nobody wants anything to do. Nobody wants her to do anything for them.
Thank you.
Yes.
And then have that response.
Thank you,
she
Sean.
She obviously expects that. And also, we miss you, Squid.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah.
He's no longer on the show. I was going to say with us because then there's
I know.
Bad decision.
Yeah. We are very sad about it for sure, 100%. Mm-hmm. Layoff if you're just joining us. So Sean, what won't you do for your man?
So my husband, he buys all of these like glassware, like dishes that has stuff on it that makes it so it can't go in the dishwasher, and I refuse to wash all of those extra things by hand.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yes.
You
like, let's applaud the hand washing. Your little special glass. I'm sorry, not doing it.
Yes. That kind of like ties into the laundry aspect. Like if I'm buying only a bras and underwears or shirts that can't go in the washer and dryer, I don't expect you to have to take that on. Yeah. You know, now my husband will hang things up because he just is like, I don't know what goes and what doesn't. He'll hang things on the drying rack for me, which I appreciate, but he doesn't have to.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
To me is an act of kindness because he doesn't have to do it, but he does.
Right. That's it, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Sean, in your relationship, do you both work? Is it a 50-50 split as far as housework?
Yeah, we both work. I would say I do more of the stuff that's at home, like cleaning-wise or like dishes, but I think it comes more naturally to me too, so I can't really hate on it too much.
But you draw the line at hand-washing those things. Yeah. I don't blame you.
Well,
stupid. For sure.
I bet you there's back door here.
Lord in heaven.
That's fine, because you know the other one, wouldn't
you? Sean.
What's wrong with that? It's just
facts over feelings, Katie. Come on.
Sean, let me say this. If your husband refused to do back door, would you guys be together?
Probably not.
See? Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
I mean, he's taking your side, Jason.
Yes, I'm giving him a compliment.
Hey, honesty is important.
Right? Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Is the sex life good?
Uh-oh.
Sean, is the sex life good?
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Good.
How long have y'all been married?
We've been married for 2 years. We've been together for 5.
Did the sex life dip after you get married? I was curious if it happens with gay couples, too.
I didn't feel like a whole lot changed, really.
Y'all got kids? Y'all got kids?
Oh, yeah.
No, not yet. Mm-hmm. Someday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Call us back then.
Yeah.
We'll see how much it dips.
Yeah, so that's a natural ED maker. All right, so Sean, thank you for being honest. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.